you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome to Senior Living Connecticut, a show that explores solutions for Connecticut's adults striving for the best in senior living. I'm Bill Corbett, manager of Evergreen Crossings Independent Senior Living and author of the book, The 2.0 Entrepreneur. We're sitting down with industry area subject matter experts to find out what they've learned along the way, because the world of being a senior is tough. When you get into that era of life, there's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of unknowns. Seniors are trying to navigate their way through it. So sitting down with me today is Rhea Pattison. She's a licensed practical nurse, mompreneur, and owner of Connecticut Health Advocate. Thank you for being on the show, Rhea.
Thank you for having me.
So we've got a lot to talk about today. Yes. And one of the things that I want to start with, you may be an expert in this, a scenario. Let's take a look at the number of seniors that, as their bodies age, as they move more and more deeper into the senior years, things begin to happen. And oftentimes, they may be facing probably the possibility of long-term care in a hospital. It's like, oh my gosh, where do I begin? What's ahead for me? There's talk of medical treatment, and it can be like, go explore space. It's just too big. It's too hard, and they don't know where to begin. I want to present that to you, knowing what your expertise is. And as a senior, I'm facing long-term hospital stay or medical treatment. Where are some things that they should begin right away, especially when they've left their doctor's office and now it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening to me. You know, I was afraid this might happen. What are a good couple of first steps for them at this point?
First, they should, before leaving the doctor's office, ask the doctor's office questions. Do they have access to resources in the community? And then from there, it depends on what their need is.
Use the expertise your doctor has, and if they trust them, say, where do I go? Give me some next steps of what I can do next.
Correct.
And so what are some things that a doctor might recommend to them?
Call your insurance company.
All right.
Oftentimes, there are free services that are offered through the insurance company.
Okay.
And they do hire and employ patient advocates as well.
So they can have patient advocates that they can assign to the individual, correct?
Yes. They do, okay. And it's free of service.
I'm going to play a lack of knowledge here. What is a patient advocate, and why should I care about that?
A patient advocate connects individuals to resources in the community or resources that will help them with their chronic disease management.
And they do what kind of work do they do for them?
Care coordination. They do medication reconciliation. They look for if there has been any miscommunication between the providers. They really take a look at the individual's holistic approach. They look at physical, mental, social issues that someone may be experiencing to give them a solution.
They don't necessarily just look at that one issue that the doctor has identified. They make sure that it makes sense. And you say holistic, that means looking at the whole person, looking at the whole situation and all of their health, correct?
Correct. Yes, it's important because sometimes individuals, they do not understand the medical jargon. They do not understand the diagnosis. They do not understand how to take their medication. These are all factors that enable them from being their best self.
So you are an advocate yourself, correct?
I am.
That's why you have this information.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your business, because the name of your business is Connecticut Health Advocate.
Yes.
In fact, your website is ConnecticutHealthAdvocate.com.
Correct.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about that.
So I bridge the gap between patients, their families, and the healthcare system. I empower patients and their families by connecting them with people, places, and technology in the healthcare field.
How long have you been doing that?
I have been a nurse for over 10 years. The business just celebrated its year anniversary.
Oh.
Yes.
So what kind of nursing did you do?
I have experience in skilled nursing facilities, home care agencies, as well as assisted living facilities.
Yeah. Okay. How do people get in touch with you?
They can contact me at cthealthadvocate.com or 860-512-7221. 860-512-7221.
So what is a good approach to help patients and families that are struggling with the healthcare system? Because it can happen. There can be struggles. You may be happy with your physician or the help you're getting. What's your suggestion for an approach?
For the patients, it's best to ask questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question, especially when it's pertaining to your health. So ask questions. If you do not understand, ask again. And the best approach for healthcare providers is to listen. Listen and be compassionate to the patient, because they know what they're going through. They know what the problems are. And that's why we are here to provide the solution.
So you said that an insurance company can provide patient advocate.
Yes.
You're an independent advocate, correct?
Correct.
So people can still work with you as they would an insurance patient advocate.
Yes.
Are there other sources for patient advocates besides insurance and private?
No. So I am 100% independent, and I will remain that way because I want all of my clients to feel that any advice that I give them, it is not governed by an insurance company.
Does the patient advocate deal directly with any of the healthcare professionals that the patient has to deal with, doctors and the hospital and everything?
Yes. So I actually help interpret the medical jargon for my clients, and I deal directly with the provider for them to advocate for them.
So what's the relationship like between the patient advocate and the professionals in the healthcare system? So my first question is, doctors and nurses, are they like, oh, yeah, come on in, patient advocate, and let's give you all the information? Or is there some struggles there?
With any relationship, I think there's struggles. We have to build, I know with the individuals that I work with, you have to build the trust. And then once that happens, we're like best friends, and we team up and we give the patient the best care.
Let's say the patient doesn't have a patient advocate reference from an insurance company. Mm-hmm. They go to somebody like you who's independent. Are there other places they can go to get information on patient advocates?
Yes, they can go to Agency for Aging. They can actually refer to their physician for help and the office for help.
Do you have any examples of patients that that you worked with this kind of approach?
Yes, I do, actually. I was contacted by an individual in desperate need of assistance. She was not able to provide herself with transportation because she was losing her eyesight. So through a few meetings, you know, she called me one day and said, I no longer need your services. I said, why not? And she said, I called my doctor's office and I asked if there were patient advocates for free. And that was music to my ears, because she took the initiative to call the doctor's office and she asked the right questions. She got a solution, and that's all I can ask for. So, yes, and she's doing quite well now.
And so you have success stories like
yes,
that.
Yes.
But
yes.
She didn't need you anymore.
That's fine.
So how is that a success story?
Because I am in the business of making sure that people can advocate for themselves when I'm not around. And that's exactly what she did. So I'm happy with that.
When someone works with you, do they have like a certain number of meetings with you each week or a schedule you create or?
Yes. So we have the initial meeting. And because it is a personalized service, I do Zoom meetings for the initial or in person. And then after that, it is completely up to the patient. If they want to have me as retainer and just check in every now and again, they can do so. If it is someone caring for an aging parent, they can always, I offer my clients a software system where they can track their medical appointments. They can track their medications that they are currently on. And with permission, I can give the access to the provider as well so they can track and create a one-stop shop.
Are you covered by insurance?
No, I am not.
You're not?
I am not.
So tell us about that.
I am not covered by insurance because, as I said before, I want my clients to understand that any advice and any guidance that I provide for them, and it's not governed by insurance companies. So I am 100% private pay.
What inspired you to get into this?
I saw a need.
So you started in nursing.
I did.
And how did that happen? How did you get into nursing?
So I was a dietary aide in the senior nursing home. And then I went to nursing school, and I just love seniors. They're amazing. They're filled with wisdom. They are little sassy sometimes, but that's what makes them so great. And I saw through my experience that they were kind of being taken advantage of. They're vulnerable. They're the most vulnerable population. So what better person to do that than someone who genuinely loves them? It's almost borderline obsession at this point, but in a good way, in a good way.
So and then what inspired you to get into advocacy?
Because I wanted to advocate for them. I wanted to be their voice and make sure that they get the good care that they need.
And how long have you been doing the advocacy part of your business?
Well, my business is a year old, but I've been a nurse for over 10 years, so I've been an advocate for over 10 years.
Tell us again how we can get in touch with you.
Contact me at cthealthadvocate.com or 860-512-7221.
And your website?
www.cthealthadvocate.com.
What you do is provides an important service to seniors because they feel lost. Sometimes they don't have a supportive family to help them along the way. And I think you can play that role.
Yes.
Helping them adjust and make sure they know what to do. You've been listening to Senior Living Connecticut, a show that explores solutions for Connecticut's family and adults to help them get the most out of life and to really enjoy the life they have now. Listen to us next week. We'll see you then.
When I'm 60.